Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we'll begin Tes Vav Amud Aleph, 18 lines from the bottom of the two dots. Yosi ben Yehazar ish Shreda v'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim gozer tuma al eretz ha'amim v'al kli zechukes. So we learned previously that these gzeres on eretz ha'amim, that chutz laretz, the land of chutz laretz, if a person comes into contact with the land of chutz laretz, then it's tuma, it's considered tuma. If he touches his tome, if he touches truma, he passes the truma. The land of chutz laretz is considered tome because they were not careful in how they buried the mesim, and a person coming into chutz laretz could have come into contact with a mace. So there were geyser on it that the land, even if it's a sof, we have no idea, we don't know, we treat it like he came into contact with a mace. Similarly, if the land, a clod of earth, the gush of the earth of chutz laretz is brought into Eretz Yisrael, similarly, a person coming into contact with it is tomei, because we're choshish that there were atzomas, that there were bones. So there were geyser on the land of chutz laretz, that a person that comes into chutz, or the land itself, the earth itself, and there's a chashash that there were mesim there, or there were atzomas over there, we treat it as coming into contact with tumah. Kli Zechuchis, we'll see shortly why they were geyser and what the geyser is on Kli Zechuchis. So, for the Gemara, what do you mean that Yosef ben Yehazar and Yosef ben Yochanan, they were the ones that were geyser on Eretz Ha'amim and Kli Zechuchis? V'ham Rabbanon d'Shmeinim Shana Gozer. It was a different geyser. It was the Rabbanon that lived 80 years before the Chorban. D'amar of Kahan, Kishachal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Shalchuloi, Rabbi Amor Lano, Beis V'Gimel Dvorim, Shamart Mishum Avicha. You told us that your father told us, he told you over many teachings at a Messiah for different halachas. Tell us over two or three things that your father told over to you. Shalach Lehem Kach Amar Abba. He said, my father told me the following, Kuf Pei Shona Achloi Chorav Abayis, 180 years before the Churban Abayis, Pashta Malchus Rishon Al Yisrael, the Romans started being geyser, gzeres roes, and they spread over Yisrael, and they imposed evil decrees. Pei Shona Achloi Chorav Abayis, 80 years before the Churban, Gozru Tuma Al Eretz Amin Val Kleiz Chuchis, and that's when they enacted the gzera of Eretz Ha'amim, Chutz Laretz, and Kleiz Chuchis. Mem Shanat Shalichar V'Abayis Golta La Sanhedrin V'Yashalav Chanuyas. 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin, they left the Lishkas HaGodes. The Sanhedrin, the great Sanhedrin, they used to, their mokum was in the Lishkas HaGodes, in the Azorah. Then 40 years beforehand, they left their mokum, and they sat in a Har HaBayis, in a place called Chanuyas. And the reason, as we'll see shortly, the reason that they left is because you could not dan dinei chiyve misois unless the Sanhedrin Agodol was in the Lishkas HaGozes. If they weren't in the Lishkas HaGozes, a chiyve misa bezdin could not paskin chiyve misa. You didn't need the Sanhedrin Agodol to paskin chiyve misa. You could do it with a Sanhedrin of 23. But they can only do it, they can only paskin a chiyuv misa if the Sanhedrin Gadol was in the Lishkas HaGozes. At that time, there were so many averas and so many roitzchim, and it was such a terrible madrega that there were too many dine misas that had to be paskined, and they would have too difficult and too detrimental to impose and paskin and don all of these chiyuv misas. So they left the Lishkas HaGozes, and they left their place so there would be no more dine misas. So my hilchus. So why is it telling? What is the halacha? What is the point to tell us that they left the Lishkas HaGozes? Amar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi loymer shloi dano dinei knosis. To teach us when the Sanhedrin God left the Lishkas HaGozes, they didn't paskin anymore on dinei knosis. Dinei knosis, as opposed to mominus. Mominus, if a person damaged someone, something that belongs to somebody else, he has to compensate. If he took something that's momen, that's dinei mominus. He has to return the momen that he took. Knosis is a fine. It's a fine, it's a knas. Then dine knosis, they said once the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozes, they didn't dan dine knosis, a fine, a knas. Dine knas, for instance, shleshim shel eved is a knas. It's a fine. It doesn't relate to a monetary loss, where we have the damages or the dalet dvorim, and the boyishes of Begum, these are monetary assessments. Frankly, Mardina can also sound like a daitach. What is knas? What does it have to do? It's true, you need a bezdin to dan a knas, but what does it have to do with lishka zagazas? By misa, it says alamokam. Come to valisa alamokam. It's totally on dependent if the Sanhedrin got also lishka zagazas. Knas saka daita. El emesh uloi dona dina nefashas. Al kolpanim, what do we see here that's negea to our discussion? You see that the gzera, it was 80 years before the Churban that they were geizer the Gzera on Eretz Amen, Chutz Laretz, and Kli Zechukis. It was 80 years before the Churban. And you're telling me it was Yosi ben Yoezer, and it was that they were geizer the Gzera, that it was Yosi ben Yoechanan and Yosi ben Yoezer? Maybe you'll tell me that they were at that time. They lived 80 years before the Churban. They were part of that takona of the 80 years before the Churban. No, the Gemara says they can't be. Valtanya Hill Vishim and Gamliel Vishim and Nagun Nisiyas, Lifnei Habayis, Meyashana, the Nisiyam, those who were the Nisiyam for Klal Yisrael in the span of 100 years before the Churban, the Nisiyam were Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Vishim, they were the Nisiyam. Those were the four Nisiyam that spanned 100 years before till the Churban. Vil Yosef ben Yoezer, Yisrael of Yosef ben Yochan, Havakad Metuva, they were before Hillel. They were in the earlier Zugais. They were in before Hillel and Shammai. So they lived before that period of time. So what are you telling me that they made the Takana if the Takana was in the 80 years before the Churban? Ella, the Gemara says, Ella also, Gozer Agusha Lisrai, Vavir Velaiklo. Ella, this Gzera happened in stages. It didn't happen all at one time. Initially, Rabbi Yosi's, they were the one who were Gozer. They were geyser initially. What were they geyser? Inu gozer agusha lisroif, on the earth itself. If you came into contact with the earth itself, the truma had to be burnt. It had to be burnt. V'avir of aloi klum. However, if it was just suspended in the airspace over the land of Chutz Laretz, v'aloi klum, they weren't geyser. Now, there's two possibilities of having truma. There could be truma coming into direct contact with the Hatzomois, with the mass, either through maga or masa, touching or carrying it. Or there could be, which is maybe less likely, there could be the tuma of being mahel over the mass. That there was a complete mass or enough of the mass to be metamba boil. An etzem, just a bone, an etzem kaser is not metamba boil. You need rabinyan, rabminyan, etc., reishkul gerlis, different criteria for being metama b'oil. So one is coming into contact with the earth, then they were choshesh, then initially, that's when they're choshesh, you may have come into contact with the mass or with the tzomas, they were geyser, and gusha lisraif, the truma has to be burnt. And avir v'loi klom, if one just was over the airspace and didn't touch the earth, now even though there's a possibility that he was mile over the mass, they were not that concerned, it's less likely, and they weren't geyser at all. So the initial gzera of Rav Yosi was that gzera was agusha on coming contact with the clod of earth to burn the truma. Then Vos Rabbanon de Peshana gozer avira litlis. And then later on, the Rabbanon of the 80 years before the Churban, they were gozer even on the airspace, not to burn the truma, but to treat it as a sofek, not to treat it as a vadai truma, to treat it as a sofek. And litlis, you don't burn it, you don't eat it, it's suspended, you let it decompose. Frank the Gemara, how could you say that was the sequence of events? L'meimra, d'chad egzer t'ahava l'sreifa. You mean to say that the Gersa the Bach is the t'chilas chad egzer, that the beginning of this egzer of on the Gusha, on Eretz Amim, was that the truma that came into contact should be burnt, that initially when they were geyser with that chumra, with that severity, that coming at the colony, it had to be burnt, we treated like a varay tuma. The gzera that they made on hands, that the stam yadayim, which weren't washed, that came into contact with the truma has to be burnt. It's dafka yadayim, that's where we say that the initial gzera was so severe that we treated like a vadai truma and it has to be burnt. Yadayim, it's only by yadayim. But the other gzeras, the initial gzera was not l'sreifa, so that could not have been the sequence of events the way you outlined it. that they were geyser initially, Rav Yossi, they were geyser agusha lisra. Ella, the Gemara says, Ella also inu geyser agusha litlois. Then the Rav Yossi's gzera, they initiated the gzera. Now, their first step in the gzera was agusha, coming into contact with the land, with the earth, but only litlois, not to burn it, not to treat it as a vada, to treat it as a sofek, and it's suspended, it's left to decompose. Va'avir v'leiklom, and they weren't geyser anything on the airspace. If one didn't touch the land, just hovered over the airspace, there was no gzera. Va'as, the Rabbanu of the Peshana, then, later on, the Rabbanu of 80 years before the Chorban, gozer agusha lisrei. They were geyser if one came into contact with the land, it's treated as a vada, and you burnt the truma. Va'avira litlois, and if someone was over the airspace, it's a sofek, it's suspended. Frank the Gemara, Makatibushagozer. No, but we still see that there was a different gzera, a different time when the gzera was in Usha, which was after the Churban, years after the Churban, in the town Usha, in the Golil. That's when we see that there was this gzera. This nan alvav svegas, svev mesa truma, on six different types of svegas. We say if the truma came into contact with any of these six svekas, you burn the truma. You treat it like a vadai tuma and you burn the truma. Al sofek besa pras. On the sofek of a besa pras. What is a besa pras? So there are different cases of besa pras. Rashi learns that the besa pras in question over here is that there's a field that there was a kever, but we don't know where the kever is. If a person goes into the field, then he may or may not have been mile over the kever. It's a sofek. It's a sofek. But nevertheless, it's a sofek based on pras, but nevertheless, we treat it as a vada. Tesis argues because that would be a sofek deraisa. He says the case that we're talking about over here is that there is a was a kever, that the field was plowed, was nechrash. The sod was nechrash. So we're concerned that there may be bones that are large enough to be matama scattered about the field, so then anywhere where the person walks, then he perhaps had come into contact with the etzem and would be tzomek. So that is really, it's a derabana, and it's a sofek. It's a sofek derabana. But nevertheless, there were guys there that a person went into this field and came into contact with truma, you burn the truma. Well, sofek offer haba me'eretz ha'amim. And if you have a clod of earth from eretz ha'amim, so this is Nagea, relevant to our discussion. You see that this was a gzera that they made at that time, which we'll see later, was an usha. They said on a sofek of a rabom eretz amim, if you have the clod of earth from eretz amim, it's a sofek whether there's tum over there. If truma comes into contact, you have to burn the truma. It has to be burned. So a sofek on eretz amim. So we have the sofek on eretz amim, the offer of eretz amim. As Rashi points out, all offer of Eretz Ha'amim has a sofek. We treat it as a sofek that there might be a mess over there. And you come into contact, we burn the truma. Val sofek bigdei ha'aretz, on the clothing of an ha'aretz. On the clothing of an ha'aretz, we have a sofek that any type of the clothing might be tomei. Because an ha'aretz, they are not familiar and careful with the laws of Tuman Tara. Perhaps his wife, when she was a nida, sat on the clothing. They would be tomei medras. And that would give it a din of an avatuma. And if truma comes into contact with this clothing, even though it's only a sofek, you burn the truma. Val sofek kalim and mitzoyim. If you find kalim lying around, you don't know the status of the kalim, you're concerned that maybe the kali came into contact with truma. If truma came into contact with the kali, you burn it. Val sofek haroikin and the sofek, you see saliva, the saliva lying around. Now, saliva normally would not be tummy, but if it's the saliva, if it's the spit of a zav, then that's tummy. So perhaps that this saliva is the spit of a zav, which would be tummy. Truma come into contact with it, you burn it. Val sofek may ragle adam shkeneged ragle behema. Shkeneged may ragle behema. If you have may raglaim of a person. Meraglaim of a person, also like the roik, could be metame. If it's the meraglaim of a zav, then it would be metame. Now, certainly if there's meraglaim lying around and the truma comes into contact with it, we would have to treat it as tame, just like we said in the case of the roik. However, here there's a bigger chiddush that even if it's lying next to meraglaim of a behema, now the meraglaim of a behema, that is not tame. There's no din zov by a behemoth. Now, even though this Meraglim, you don't know the status of a certain Meraglim. It could come from an Adam, it could come from a Behemoth. Even if it came from an Adam, perhaps Adam was Tahar. Nevertheless, even though you have this double Sofek, you still say that Truma comes into contact, it is Tahar, and you burn it. Alvade Magon. Now, when do we say that you burn the Truma? You have all of these fakas. You don't know the status of the Keli, you don't know the status of the Begodim, you don't know the status of the Roik and Meraglim. If Truma, so you know that the Truma came into contact with them, you don't know the status of the clothing exactly, the Kalim exactly, but you know that the Truma Vadai Magon came into contact with him. Well, Sofek Tumasan, it's a Sofek. That it's a Sufek Tumasan. We don't know if the Keli, the right, is Tommy, but we know that the Truma came into contact. The servant is a Truma. The Tanakhama says that's when we burn the Truma. But the Tanakhama holds, if you don't even know for sure, you're not even certain that the Truma came into contact with these things, then you don't burn it. Then you don't burn it. But Rav Yosi, you may know, Afal Sufek Magon Bershus HaYachid Sarfin. Just like we say that by any Sufek Tuma Bershus HaYachid, the general principle is if you have a Sufek Tuma, if it's a Rishus HaYachid, you say Sofek Tumah, Rishus HaYachid is Tomek. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, you say Sofek Tumah, Rishus HaRabim is Tor. Now that's by a Tumah Doraisa. So he holds, Rav Yosi says, that even though these are Chumras Derabbanan, they're Gzeres Derabbanan, nevertheless we apply the same principle that Sofek Tumah, Rishus HaYachid is Tomek. So the Tanakhama says we only burn the Tumah if we know for sure that it touched. Now, even though if it's a Tuma Deraisa, a Sofek Tuma Deraisa, even if you don't know for sure that it came into contact, if it's in Rishus HaYachid, you'd say Sofek Tuma Rishus HaYachid is Tomeh. But over here, it's a Derabbanan, the Tanakhama says, only on Vadai Magon. Rav Yosi says we apply the same principles as Deraisa, and we say, even on a Sofek, it's Rishus HaYachid and Sarf. If it's in Rishus HaRabim, not v'chacham, maimer in Rishus HaYachid toilet, they agree that we're machmir in Rishus HaYachid. And even if you don't know for sure that it touched, that you have to treat it as tame, but not vadai tame. This much they agree to the Tanakhama, that we don't treat it like mamish, like a deraisa, and we would not burn it on a sofek mago, on a sofek that touched, if it's in Rishus HaYachid and sofek toilet. We don't eat it, we don't burn it, we let it decompose, it's suspended and decomposed. Bershus HaRabim Tor, but if it's a Sharabim, you say it's Tor. Va'omer Ula, Elu Vav Sveikas, Be'usha Yiskinu. And Ula said that all of these six cases, they're Masakin in Usha. So you see, now one of these six cases is Eretz HaAmim. So you see, Eretz HaAmim was much later. So it seems to be that we have three different kufas, three different intervals of when, stages of when the Tumah, they were going to the Tumah. We have the Rav Yosi's. We have the Gzera of 80 years before the Korban, and now here we have the Takana and Usha, and it seems all to be the Takanas and Gzeras on Eretz HaAmim. Ella, the Gemara explains as follows. Ella also inu gozer agusha litlois vavir v'leiklum. The initial Gzera, the first Gzera, the Rav Yosi's or Misakin, on Gusha, on coming into contact with the earth itself, but not to burn it. To treat it as a sofek, litlois. You don't burn it, you don't eat it, it's left to decompose. And just hovering over the airspace, if it didn't touch the land itself, just hovering over the airspace, v'loy klum, they didn't go, we're not gozer at all. Then the next step of the gzera of Asur Rabbanu the Shemayim Shana, the Rabbanim of 80 years before the Churban, gozer idi litlis. They added on to it, and they said, in addition, on the avir, hovering over the airspace, also they were gozer, but not to burn, litlis. So both touching the land and hovering over the airspace is only litlis. V'asa b'usha, gozer agusha lisrei, v'avir kirakoi koi. Then, the final stage of the gzera was in Usha after the Churban, where they were machmir on Gusha. They added another level and they said Agusha lisraif to burn it if they came into contact with the Gush, but Avira, they left it as it was before with the Takon of the 80 years. Kirakoi koi, that is litlois, they left it at the initial, the original gzera of the 80 years.